I really don't know what's next. I think we may we need to have a song or something. But is there anything that any of you want to share? Anything that's going on that you want to share or respond? What do you how are you doing? I usually give opportunity.
I just want to say that I'm glad the Lord is interested in that to dig deep and that He's got us all here. That's a real boost to my morale to know that the Lord doesn't intend to do a work that's great pie or something.
Right.
Thorough, complete in that. And what you said tonight, the most important thing to me, I feel this is what I'm after beyond everything else, was that the Lord wants a relationship with us. You know, that if I can discover the truth of that, you've said it tonight, if I can hear Him say that.
That's the one, to hear Him, yeah, that's the one. You know, when you said dig deep, I was thinking of that scripture where it talks, He gives a picture of someone digging deep and building the house on stone, you know. And when that happens, the storm beats against it, but it stands. It will stand. I wonder what that digging deep refers to. It's probably not in the dirt. It's probably in us, isn't it? You know, that we have everything founded on Him. And you can't hit us someplace very easily that we will not be aware of, or that will knock us out, or that the Lord does not light up for us. You know, we get it all over there on rock. You know, I have to say this just as a reminder, because I think it's clear what I'm saying. But you know, the biggest block is in us dealing with the emotional level of our lives and our affections and what has happened to them. That's the biggest block, and it's the one that's most difficult for us. And if we're really going to do that whole work, we're probably going to have to revise our perspective on emotions, because they're not just bad and to be paid no attention to, and they'll founder your ship. You know, that's not actually it. If we reconcile them, it's not that whatever we're feeling is going to control things. But reconciled to God, it frees us to be motivated, to love Him deeply, to have all of our affection poured out to Him, to let Him pour into us. See, it opens up that whole area of our life for God to pour into. If we ignore it, or try to, or just go around, or whatever, we will be largely in our head still. And you remember in Genesis, the kind of knowing that the serpent offered is defined as chiefly in the mind. There's nothing wrong with our mind being reconciled, but it's only a third of us. So the rest needs to come along too. All right. Are you sufficiently uncomfortable now?
Washed and we're clean regardless if we get it or not.
Right, yes.
That's quite comforting to me.
That's the reality.
That in the church, what John said about the church, it's not about us, it's not about me, it's about what He's done. And that makes me feel closer to the solution.
Yeah.
Because it means that, you know, He's already done the work.
That's right.
Get it.
that's right. He's done it. It is the reality. But we need to get it. so that we move into it, that we participate in it freely, and we rejoice in that whole work that God has done, and experience it with great jubilation. You know?
And there was a moment in time this evening where I felt felt the same as I used to be years ago, where I felt like, okay, I can do anything. And that was as soon as that word was spoken. It's okay.
Yeah.
So I know it's just getting past that.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how hard that will be, because I know it will be,
mm-hmm.
it has to be hard because it's so strong in me. But at the same time, it'll, you know, if we just learn our lessons quickly, hopefully we can get past that. So it was very encouraging.
All right. Well, the encouraging part is that we get to go, you know. We get to have the whole inheritance, you know. Judy, do you have a song in mind or anything that we could do to... I want to sing something.